A reading from the first book of Samuel. In those days, Saul went down to the desert of Zeph with 3,000 picked men of Israel to search for David in the desert of Zeph. So David and Abishai went among Saul's soldiers by night and found Saul lying asleep within the barricade, with his spear thrust into the ground at his head and Abner and his men sleeping around him. Abishai whispered to David, "God has delivered your enemy into your grasp this day. Let me nail him to the ground with one thrust of the spear. I will not need a second thrust." But David said to Abishai, "Do not harm him. For who can lay hands on the Lord's anointed and remain unpunished? So David took the spear and the water jug from their place at Saul's head, and they got away without anyone seeing or knowing or awakening. All remained asleep, because the Lord had put them into a deep slumber. Going across to an opposite slope, David stood on a remote hilltop at a great distance from Abner, son of Ner, and the troops. He said, "Here is the king's spear. Let an attendant come over to get it. The Lord will reward each man for his justice and faithfulness. Today, though, the Lord delivered you into my grasp. I would not harm the Lord's anointed." The word of the Lord. A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, it is written, "The first man, Adam, became a living being, the last Adam, a life-giving spirit. But the spiritual was not first, rather the natural, and then the spiritual. The first man was from earth, earthy, the second man from heaven. As was the earthly one, so also are the earthly. And as in the heavenly one, so also are the heavenly. Just as we have borne the image of the earthy one, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly one." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "To you who hear, I say, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who mistreat you. To the person who strikes you on one cheek, offer the other one as well. And from the person who takes your cloak, do not withhold even your tunic. Give to everyone who asks of you, and from the one who takes what is yours, do not demand it back. Do to others as you would have them do to you. For if you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners do the same. If you lend money to those from whom you expect repayment, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners and get back the same amount. But rather, love your enemies and do good to them, and lend, expecting nothing back. Then your reward will be great, and you will be children of the Most High. For he himself is kind to the ungrateful and the wicked. Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. Stop judging, and you will not be judged. Stop condemning, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and gifts will be given to you. A good measure, packed together, shaken down and overflowing, will be poured into your lap. For the measure with which you measure will, in return, be measured out to you." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
These words are taken from the first reading that we heard proclaimed. David said, "The Lord will reward each man for his justice and faithfulness." just the opposite. Part of the genre in films and in books is a plot that ones are seeking either avenge or revenge. Avenge is meaning that something wrong was done against somebody and they want to do something back in return to claim justice. Or if it is revenge, someone has done something awful to someone and they're going to pay back double fold. That seems to be part of the theme or a plot of any Western or crime drama, but it also occurs in real life. Some people go to the extreme and do something in action which can be very deadly. And I'm sure there have been times in our minds we might have done that ourselves, in which we wanted or hoping for revenge or to be avenged. But in our readings for today, we hear just the opposite. Instead of being revengeful or avengeful, we are to put into practice love. And I ask us to reflect upon our first reading today as we heard it proclaimed, but also, too, that we reflect a little bit on our gospel passage as well. In our first reading today, to give a little bit of background to what we heard, when Israel wanted a king, God appointed Saul. Saul was to be intended to be a good king, but in a very short order, he disobeyed God, and he lost favor with God. One of the sins that he committed was this. When God told Saul to wipe out the Amalekites, he said, "Take nothing with you, leave everything behind." Well, Saul got a little bit greedy and probably saw gold and silver and started putting in his pockets as well as his soldiers. That displeased God, plus other things he had done as well. So God appointed a second king, that who it was, David. Saul hated David and even plotted to kill him, wanted to be so revengeful he wanted him dead. And David knew that and even told Saul's son that your father wants me to die, which Jonathan would not believe until he found out for himself he did. Now here comes to our passage for today. You could say David could have gotten his revenge. He could have had him put to death because Abishai said, "Let me just put him to death. Let me kill him. Remember, he wants to kill you. This is one way that you can pay back and get justice." But it is interesting what David says. He says, "How can I take God's anointed? Who has made me the judge to say that it would be equal or fair?" He said he's a human being made in God's image and likeness. And secondly, God anointed him as king. He said, "I shall not do that." Now, our response could be is this: well, he deserves it. He deserves to have vengeance against Saul. But David took the upper level, the upper ground, if you want to say. He didn't want to do anything to his anointed one. And in our gospel passage for today, we continue to read and reflect upon the Sermon on the Plain. It's different than the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew. As you heard, Jesus comes down from the mount and begins to speak to the people. And here is just the opposite of what people might want to hear. To gain justice, Jesus says, "Love your enemy. Do good to those who mistreat you. If someone demands from you a coat, give them your tunic as well." Now, most of us would probably say, "Why should I do that? Why do I want to give what I have to them?" But Jesus said, if you really want to practice God's love, to know God's justice and his fairness, you will do just the opposite of what you think you should do. Do good to others. Show love. Be compassionate. Our Lenten season is coming soon, and I hope that you're starting to think what you can do during the Lenten season. Perhaps this could be one way in which you can prepare for Lent. Do I wish vengeance or revenge on someone? We are called not to do that, but to do just the opposite, to love when it is most difficult to do so. That is putting into practice God's justice and his fairness. And that is how God is going to judge us. What good did we do here on earth? Did we plan vengeance? Did we want to avenge for something done wrong to us? when the Lord says, indeed, what you are to do is to love, when it is even the most challenging. God is just, God is fair, and God wants us to practice those virtues as well, by turning away from sin, by turning away from vengeance or revenge, that we really put into practice the love of God.